Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our coverage of Champions Indoor Football as your Texas Revolution are on the road to take on the Dodge City Law live from Dodge City, Kansas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.
All right, good day, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show, your official radio home of your Texas Revolution of Champions Indoor Football. I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage here of the pregame show. Your Texas Revolution are 2-1 on the season as the Revolution now go on the road to take on the Dodge City Law. Now, this was a game that was actually a bye week for the Texas Revolution going into this season. However, with the situation with the New Mexico Stars and them bailing on Champions Indoor Football 2 weeks before the season started, the Texas Revolution were actually on a bye this week as they were going to go ahead, get rest, get healthy, get ready for the Amarillo Venom on April 4th at the Allen Event Center. However, in that, with the Stars not in the league and the Gladiators picking up some of the schedule, is that it set up an opportunity for the Texas Revolution to get a second game with the Dodge City Laws, kind of filling in as the Stars were supposed to take on the Law this weekend. The Texas Revolution, instead, they decide to go ahead and head up to Dodge City. In fact, that what that will do is on Saturday, May 9th, the game that was scheduled for the New Mexico Stars for the Texas Revolution is being filled with this one. So we get an opportunity to catch the Texas Revolution in action on the Couch Potato Sports Show with your coverage of the pregame show. So that's what's going on, the Dodge City Law. And that is a team, folks, that I will tell you that there are a few teams in this league that I think that have experience. They have experience in a lot of places, not just out on the football field, but I'm talking about their head coach. And that's one of the things that I look at when I look at the Dodge City Law is how they're coached. What's going on as far as on the football field, but the general behind what's going on that. And I'm talking about one Sean Ponder. Sean Ponder is one of these coaches that are very well respected throughout not just Champions Indoor Football, but also within the IFL and other indoor football leagues. This is a guy that has been in coaching for years and years within the indoor league, and he has taken on the head coaching position for the Dodge City Law. Now, as the Dodge City Law are sitting with the same record as the Texas Revolution, a 2-1 on the season, this becomes a vital game as far as the schedule is concerned. Because when you look at the schedule for the Texas Revolution, after this week, your Revolution are at home for two games. April 4th, they take on the Amarillo Venom, and then on April 11th, they take on the Wichita Force. So, going into this game, the Texas Revolution, I think, they are riding a high right now. And I say when they're riding a high, they have been getting all kinds of efforts on the football field, as well as from the coaching staff, and as well as coming together. You have seen, if you've watched this football team at all this season, you have watched the Texas Revolution really come together as a team. It started with the North Texas Crunch, and this is no disrespect to the North Texas Crunch, but they're not on the level of any team within the CIF as far as talent is concerned. Within the CIF and these teams, there are some great football players that, you know, are on the bubble of playing in Canada, or maybe even in a different country besides Canada, or on the cusp of maybe getting a look from the NFL. So no offense against the North Texas Crunch, but we saw them the first time in game time situations, game speed, maybe a little slower because the Crunch are not as fast team as some of the teams that the Texas Revolution have faced this year. So when you look at that, now as they have warmed up, they took the loss against the Bombers, which they were in that game, by the way, and I think even the owner of this team would tell you that game could have went either way. So when you look at that game and the effort that they got, they did take the loss in Salina, but the Revolution, they hop up on the road again the next week, and they head on down to San Angelo and take on the Bandits and got a pretty good win there. Lots of mistakes still out on the football field for your Texas Revolution. Let's not kid ourselves here. But after that game, the Revolution come home to take on the Gladiators. Now, this is no disrespect to the Gladiators, because I'm going to tell you, when we review this, the Texas Revolution against the Gladiators, folks, in the first half, which you did not get to see if you were watching it on America One, because the stream from America One was an hour late to start, so you didn't get that opportunity to see the first half. But if you did, or you went back and looked at the stats and the drives, we're talking about the Gladiators in Texas Revolution red zone. Three times in a row. Now, the Texas Revolution defense, they stood hard, and they did not let the Gladiators get into the end zone three of those four times. They turned the ball over three or four times. So the Gladiators are a good football team. And there's a video I put out regarding James Cleveland's catch over the side dasherboard. Folks, if you think you're going to beat the Gladiators this year just because they're a new franchise and, we got the Gladiators and you decide to take the week off as far as effort are concerned, the Gladiators are going to beat you. They're going to be in every one of the games. Even though the score didn't necessarily show it, this was a tough football team, and they put it out on the football field, because if you look at that, they had four turnovers on down within the red zone throughout the game. Now, if they get two of those into the end zone, this is a totally different football game for the Texas Revolution. Maybe they get the win, maybe they lose, I don't know. However, the brakes just went on the Texas Revolution side, the strong defensive plays that were made, but the Gladiators would have been right there. So don't you count out the Gladiators. This is a good football team, and I put a video out there that showed they're down by 40, and James Cleveland is catching the ball over the side dasher, putting his body at risk to catch the football. So that tells you what kind of football team they are, and we'll go over that, because it was an incredible game for the Texas Revolution as they took on the Gladiators at the Allen Event Center. Now, the Revolution on the road to take on Dodge City, and a familiar face at the quarterback position for Texas Revolution fans, because as you look at the Texas Revolution last year, you saw a young man by the name of Josh Floyd on this football team for the first two games for the Texas Revolution. In fact, caught the game-winning touchdown. He didn't throw it. He caught it. He was actually playing wide receiver at that time for the Texas Revolution, and he got the game-winning touchdown in a game last year for the Texas Revolution against the Titans. So it was a big-time play, and it's one of my favorite plays, by the way, of Texas Revolution history. So we get to take a look at Josh Floyd at the quarterback position, and he is no stranger. As of last year, he played for the rest of the season, he played quarterback for the Law in the Champions Indoor Football League, the CPIFL. So now he's got most of the year under his belt at the quarterback position, one of the better quarterbacks in the Champions Indoor Football League last year. Now he comes back as the quarterback yet again for the Law. And him and the connection and the relationship between him and Sean Ponder, they are right there. And I'm hoping we're trying to get one of either Mr. Floyd or Mr. Ponder on for an interview here in this pregame show. We'll be working on that as we get going. So, but It is the Texas Revolution. They're taking on Dodge City this weekend on the road. It's going to be an interesting week for the Texas Revolution because they go up against the team. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, we'll talk about the standings. We'll talk about the stats. We'll talk about a lot of things that are Texas Revolution here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with Applied Tips So Simple, even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
I'm a ref being chased out of town after the worst game of my career. You forget one down and the whole stadium turns on you. And if you have cut rate insurance, it may not pay for all this. You get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. Visit the Boardroom in Allen and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in, relax, look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by the Boardroom Salon for Men in Allen, located at Waters Creek at Montgomery Farms in Allen, Texas. Or give them a call at 972-649-6945.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions, not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience.
That's c21bowman.com. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio with your coverage of the pregame show of your Texas Revolution. They are on the road, an impromptu game, as the situation with the New Mexico Stars and the Duke City Gladiators, that situation over there, put a situation where the Revolution were going to go ahead and take one of the road games from the Stars and actually go up there and play it. That will eliminate the trip to New Mexico on May 9th, as it was in the schedule, as the Duke City Gladiators and the Texas Revolution were due to square off. But with the situation, the Revolution step in and they go ahead and take that game that was actually set for the Stars to take on the Law. And this is going to be a good game because we get to see a good football team here. With the Revolution on the road, and then the Law actually come and visit the Allen Event Center on April 24th. So we get two games with one of the better teams within this league. Now, we're talking about the standings and everything for the Texas Revolution and in the CIF itself. So let's go ahead and do that. There are no undefeated teams right now in the CIF. There are a couple of teams that don't have any wins out on the season, and one of them would be the Gladiators. However, the first game was against the Texas Revolution. They took the loss. The Bandits are 0-2 on the season, as the Texas Revolution took care of them, as well as the Bandits. The Law beat the Bandits in San Angelo for the first 2 weeks of the season, so they're 0-2 on the season. And Omaha Beef having a hard time getting started here, as they are 0-3 out on the season. So let's just take a look at the standings in the North. It is sitting right now with the Salina Bombers on top of that division, 3-1 on the season. Followed by the Bandits of Sioux City, they are 2-1 on the season. And the Wichita Force are also 2-1 on the season there in the North. as the Omaha Beef are following 0-3 on the season. So Omaha's got a lot of work to do. They're looking for players. They're trying to square off a good product on the football field, and they're in the process of getting that, and I'm sure that they'll get the opportunity to regroup and be able to put something together out on the football field and have a successful season in 2015. Over in the South, for the South Division of Champion Indoor Football, the Texas Revolution and the Dodge City Law, who are squaring off this weekend, are both at 2-1. So you can see how vital this game is, especially early in the season, as one of the teams will get the advantage here going in for the rest of the season until they meet again at the Allen Event Center on April 24th. So both of these teams are 2-1 out on the season. The Amarillo Venom are 1-1 on the season, and the Gladiators 0-1 and the Bandits 0-2. So as it looks this week, as far as the Revolution, they get the opportunity to kind of savor what they have done out on the football field and putting it together. Now, so these are some of the other games. As you know, the Texas Revolution taking on the Law. The Beef are on the road to take on the Salina Bombers as well. And the Sioux City Bandits are on the road to take on the Wichita Force. And the Amarillo Venom are going to take on the San Angelo Bandits. Now, you get the opportunity to head on over to Facebook. We have a group out there. It's called Champions Indoor Football Players Meet Fan Group. You can check that out on Facebook. I'm the moderator of that. You can find out news and notes about the CIF. You can also get up on the internet and check out the Champions Indoor Football website. That is www.gocif.net. You can check out all the news and notes on there on the website. So, and in that Facebook page, you know, we made predictions. I went 4-4 last week. I was pretty happy with myself. This week, I'm hoping to go 4-4 again as I pick the Texas Revolution to beat the Law. Hey, I'm going to go with the Texas Revolution each and every week. I get to see this team more, and as far as what I've seen, I'm hoping they can get the this is a very even match game. It's going to be very entertaining for those that will get the opportunity to watch it on America One. Make sure you get on over to America One and sign up and go in and sign up for watching the Texas Revolution. If you go ahead and do so, you also get the opportunity to see all the games within Champion Indoor Football. So make sure you do that over at America One. Sign up. It's like $35 for the month or $75 for the rest of the season. You get to see all of the games. It's really exciting. But sign up underneath the Texas Revolution flag. That way you have the opportunity to see what's going on, and we get a little credit for that as well. So I went ahead for this week. I'm going to go ahead. The Salina Bombers, they're taking on the Beef. Unfortunately, I don't think the Beef are where they are as far as a football team, as far as being compatible with each other. The chemistry in the team is just not there. A lot of changes have had to happen, and they take on Salina at Salina, and that's just a tough game for them to be able to put themselves out there to try to get the victory. So I went ahead and picked the Salina Bombers, although, you know, yeah, my beard is finally grown back in, as I had to shave the beard as I lost the Beard Bowl with Chris Vircher this year as the Revolution went up there, and I bet my beard that the Revolution would win, and that was the game they lost this season. So, Sioux City taking on the Wichita Force. The Bandits are a football team I think are coming together. I've watched all their games. I've watched all the games this year over on America One, so make sure you get on over there. And I like the momentum that the Bandits of Sioux City have right now. Wichita's kind of up and down and stuff, so I went ahead and I think the Bandits are going to beat the Force at Wichita and hand the Force another loss on the season. And I also think the San Angelo Bandits get up on the board. I've watched them personally. I was there at the game. They make plays. They make things happen. Against the Texas Revolution, they gave the Law a run for their money. They're going to take her on the Amarillo Venom at San Angelo. 3 weekends in a row right there in that stadium, which, by the way, is vintage. I love that stadium. I know it's old, but it's just something that I love, and I can't wait actually to go back as the Texas Revolution are on the road April 18th, and I'll be at that game in San Angelo. It's one of my favorite stadiums as far as vintage is concerned. There are a lot of new stadiums, especially the Allen Event Center, but I love old vintage stadiums. So that's what's going to go on. So I have the Revolution, I have the Bombers, and I have both Bandit teams winning this week. Hopefully I'll go 4-0 on our picks there. But taking a look at the Texas Revolution and what you've seen out on the football field so far this season for the Texas Revolution, you're getting a pretty good performance from the players. And you take away week one and the mistakes that were made. The penalties for the first two games were just outrageous. And they got that under control in their third game. But the Texas Revolution, let's talk about their 2015 season and some of the stats that are going on right now. At the quarterback position, of course, we're talking about Kent. And Kent is 49 of 69 for 478 yards passing so far this season in three games for the Revolution. He's also rushed the ball for 23 yards as well. He's thrown seven touchdown passes and rushed for one, and that was against the Gladiators. And only one interception on the season. However, he does have a fumble. So two of those turnovers, and those were costly because those games were in Salina where some of these mistakes were made. But Kent put himself together, and he's shaping up to be a real good asset for this football team at the quarterback position. Now looking at the running back position, because Kent has been the only one at the quarterback position for the Texas Revolution. Darius Fudge, 47 rushes, 166 yards, and he's also got seven catches for 58 yards. But listen to this, folks. Six rushing touchdowns on the season and one touchdown receiving. So watching out for him. He's also got a two-point conversion for the Texas Revolution, and he's only fumbled once this year. If you take a look at Darius Fudge's history, sometimes holding onto the ball has been something that happens. So that's what he's been improving on, and so far, obviously, this year has been really good for him as well. So taking a look at the wide receiver position for the Texas Revolution, Gadeen has 11 catches, 79 yards, and three touchdowns for your Texas Revolution. He also has two rushes for 4 yards for the Revolution. Reese, 13 catches, 157 yards, and two touchdowns. He's also rushed the ball a couple of times for 10 yards as well. Newcomer Jonathan Haggerty had a big game. Six catches, 89 yards. He had a touchdown taken away. It was a 45-yard bomb that was thrown in Haggerty. Boy, I wish I had the video of that, as unfortunately America One did not start their stream until an hour later, and we missed that touchdown catch. And when he caught it, he just as the ball reached his hands, he tripped over his own feet, and he fell down, and he actually was able to get into the end zone. So if there was no holding on that, that would have been 45 more yards on that one. So there was a big game for Jonathan Haggerty, who has joined this football team this past week, as some of the scouting that the Texas Revolution did were able to find him, as he was actually in the IFL playing for the Wichita Falls Nighthawks, and he actually got released by them, was supposed to go to the Arizona Rattlers, but the Arizona Rattlers have an abundance of wide receivers, so the scouting department of the Texas Revolution reached out and grabbed him up and asked him if he wanted to play, and he was on board, especially with what's going on with the Texas Revolution. So good stuff there. Jenkins also, 9 catches, 81 yards, and a touchdown for your Texas Revolution. Willis, 3 catches and 14 yards as well. And when you look at the field goals, Palmer, your kicker for this year for the Texas Revolution, he's 2 of 6. He's made 2 of them. Extra points, he is 12 of 15 on extra points. So, and the Revolution have a rogue on the season. So kick returning right now, Frankie Solomon Jr. He has 11 returns for 202 yards. Darius Fudge has 3 returns for 48 yards. Gadeen, he has 2 for 28 yards. And then a bunch of players that have one return averaging about 20 yards between Willisorn and Benning. So penalties this year, that's the big thing. When you look at their revolution, they have 35 penalties in three games. And it's an average of 11.7 penalties per game, total of 255 yards penalized. That's an average of 85 yards a game. That's one thing the Revolution did kind of clean up. There were still some flags, but at least it wasn't as many against the Gladiators. And now looking defensively for your Texas Revolution, as they have had a... This is a defense that is, you know, is as shut down as it comes, as the Revolution are averaging less than 30 points against them. Meaning that any team that not scoring more than 30 points usually ends up giving you a victory if you're a defensive side of the ball. And the Texas Revolution defensively, you look at who is out on the football field. DeMario Dixon, who last week got Defensive Player of the Week for the Texas Revolution, he was big, he was strong all over the place. And really, there could have been another person that was on that list for Defensive Player of the Week. And I'm talking about a guy who is on the defensive line along with Dixon, and I'm talking about Williams. Williams with 11 tackles on the season, and he's got two pass breakups, and actually, that's actually more. I think he's got four, because one game he had two in one game. So he's big time, especially when it comes to blocking passes. So I think Dixon and Williams, as well as Shearers, had a big game. They could have been considered. However, there were a couple of sacks for DeMario Dixon and lots of losses getting to the quarterback. Good defensive plays on the run. Very well deserved for the Defensive Player of the Week. But let's talk a little bit about the defense. Stewart has 7.5 tackles, one fumble recovery. He also has half a sack, and he knocked down a ball on the season. Dixon, what we're talking about, he had six tackles this past week. The stat, I think it's at 8.5, and frankly, I think it's higher, depending on the situation. But DeMario Dixon with four sacks out on the season, two of them against the Gladiators here last week. Williams also 11 tackles. He has two pass breakups. Like I said, I think it's more than that, and he's got 2.5 sacks up on the season. Washington, 11.5 tackles on the season, one pass breakup. Frankie Solomon Jr., 13 tackles, again, interceptions, 2, fumble recovery, 1, pass breakup, 6. Frankie Solomon Jr. standing out yet again like he does every single season for the Texas Revolution. Willis, 4 tackles and an interception and 2 pass breakups. Benning with 9 tackles with an interception as well and 4 pass breakups. Shurs, 6.5 tackles, and he blocked a kick. And by the way, Stewart also blocked a field goal attempt on the season. And then Fudge in special teams, along with Jenkins, 3 tackles, Brewster with a tackle, Soren with 4 tackles and a pass breakup, Herman with 1.5 tackles, and then Reese and Barry, who are on special teams, with a tackle each, then pass breakup, 2 of them by Barry, and an interception. So the stats are amazing for the Texas Revolution, especially defensively, and you've seen big time effort out on the football field. And this is a team that's coming together. They're getting to know where players should be, when they're supposed to be, and they can depend on each other, especially defensively. If Frankie Solomon Jr. goes for the ball and goes for an interception, he knows that there's going to be other guys that are going to be back there covering him and helping, you know, as far as any attempts to grab up the ball. Taking a chance is not necessarily a chance with the Texas Revolution, as they are figuring out each and every player's, you know, tendencies out on the football field. So that's what you're getting with the Texas Revolution regarding their stats this year up to this point of the season. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, and when we come back, a special guest. We'll be right back.
When you dine out, you come to Cece's. And when you dine at home, you still come to Cece's. Picking up boxes bountiful in pizza, but never in price. Look who's got life figured out. Right now, carry out three medium pizzas for just $9.99.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Fisker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854 or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Every employee here is the face of our company. We're able to help our clients go from the design phase of their project all the way through printing and mailing so that they're able to reach the target market. We work very hard on making sure that we get our clients' jobs out on time with good quality and at a competitive price.
We want our customers to feel like we are their print partner, and we are. Their job is just as important to us as it is to them.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. That's 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.IMI.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995 or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show, where I have online our special guest this week. This is the quarterback of the team that we're going to see this week. Is Josh Floyd, quarterback of the Dodge City Law. How you doing, Josh?
I'm all right. How you doing today, son? I'm all right, man.
I'm doing good. Good to hear from you again. As we have some experience going back a little bit, as you spent a couple of games with the Texas Revolution last year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had you at the quarterback position for the preseason game. Then you played the wide receiver position, by the way. Caught the game-winning touchdown against the Titans in game number one, by the way. One of my favorite calls of all time, by the way, as well. That being said, your situation took you out of Texas. What took you out of Texas? What was the reasoning that we no longer saw you in a Revolution uniform?
It was more so I came there to train, and me and Coach Wim had talked about me coming in there playing quarterback, and like you said, in the preseason game, I played quarterback. He told me I did fairly well, and I had won the job and everything, but going into that game against Cedar Rapids that Friday, yeah, let you know that he didn't feel the receivers were strong, like our receiver core wasn't that strong. So, would I want to play quarterback? I mean, receiver for him just to the team win and everything like that. So I told him, yeah. It frustrated me a little bit because, you know what I'm saying, that's what I had worked all in the offseason to do, play quarterback. And so it was like he had told me that basically it was going to be, I forgot, guys, at McCoy. is to let him play quarterback for the rest of the season. So I just felt, I wouldn't be coming back.
So you were looking for that opportunity at the quarterback position for your talents to be seen then.
Yeah, it was a more challenge for myself. I had played receiver for a while, but I've been playing quarterback all my life, and the only reason I played receiver was I was told, that's the way to get looks at the NFL and the next level and everything like that. So I did it for a few years, and nothing came from it. So kind of the passion for playing receiver had went away, and actually I had taught him, and I was going to I was going to be done playing. And then the only way I knew I would play if I had the challenge to be a quarterback and compete for the job and everything like that. He told me that was fine, but then he said that some guys in the front office didn't say I was capable of it, so it kind of frustrated me a little bit.
Got it. So looking at your experience, you got experience going back to New Mexico playing in the IFL, and then they switched to the Lone Star Football League with Coach Williams and that whole situation over there. With the situation over in New Mexico, does it surprise you that the situation happened in New Mexico, or is it completely a shock with what was going on and how that organization was being ran?
Honestly, after being there and talking to Coach Williams and everything like that, he didn't think that we would make it, through that year when we was in the LSFL.
Got it.
A lot of stuff was not done, handled correctly, and he felt like we almost didn't finish that year, that we made the playoffs and almost didn't get to play in the playoff game. And it was crazy because we had worked hard and got there, and a lot of stuff happened towards the end of the year, and then he actually said that he didn't know how much longer they would last. So no, it didn't shock me when I found out that they were not going to be a part of the league this year. So I'm just very happy for some of the guys that I know that play out there in that area that Duke City came and stepped in, and Matt Coward, he stepped in. He's a great guy. He came in and handled business, and not knowing him, I know he'll handle business the right way.
Definitely, and you got an opportunity you saw one of the catches. I mean, it's amazing nowadays when you look at a team, they could very well easily give up being down 49-9, and you see a guy like James Cleveland putting it all on the line at the dasher board. It's amazing. So you see the intensity of that team coming into play, even going into this year, even as kind of a new franchise.
And that's the thing. I really don't call them a new franchise. It's just a new team.
Right.
The new name for the team. Actually, some of the guys, I played with some of the guys. So I know what they're capable of, like the Roland Brunos, Casey Peters, Dexter Manley, their offense is going to come around. And defensive wise, Cameron, a lot of them guys played arena already. They
right.
just got to adjust to the indoor style game, and they will be just fine. So it's not like they're not, like you said, in one of the posts, they're not going to be like a pushover team and you just going to walk in there and get a win. You're going to have to play to get a win.
Absolutely. They were in our red zone three drives. The first three drives, they were right in the red zone. They get two plays, to go their way, and they're in the end zone. That's a totally different game. The Revolution have to play against the Gladiators. So, they're definitely going to be there. And I think they're going to surprise some teams. People are going to overlook them, and that's going to be a big mistake going into it. Now, as we go into this week, the Texas Revolution on the road to take on your Dodge City Law, and this is your team. This is you got the opportunity. I think it was the second game last year to take over the quarterback position with Sean Ponder. How's that relationship going with you up there in Dodge City?
It came in the third game. They had lost two quarterbacks to Wichita, and they called me up and brought me in. I actually came in on a Friday and played in on a Saturday. And he seen me play before, and he just told me to go out there and just be myself and make plays and everything, and we actually beat Salina. So from that forward, so going forward, like, it was just great knowing that, having a coach had confidence in my abilities and what I want to do and what I'm trying to accomplish and be on the same page with him. And honestly, being Coach Farner, it's great because we're such great competitors. And that really makes, like, going to work fun and makes the game fun and makes everything fun, not just, oh, just football. But it's like everything we do is like we don't like to lose in anything and want to be the best in everything we do. So it's actually great. And him challenging me and telling me what I need to work on and actually helping me was like the best thing for me.
Yeah, and I looked at it, and so as a quarterback, and I've watched all your games, by the way, because that's just me. I watch all the games from the league that we're in last year, Champions Indoor Football League and the Indoor Football League. I've watched every single football game, and you look really comfortable at home. But, you know, looking at your style, and how do you put yourself at? Are you a pocket passer, or are you a running quarterback, or you're just a combination of both, and whatever's open is what you do?
Honestly, that's the best way to put it. The dual threat quarterback is what I would call it myself. I am capable of passing. Like, if you give me the pass, I would do it. Some teams, like last year, we let the league in rushing as a whole with me, Dominic, and Carson, our running back.
Yeah,
we led the league in rushing. So a lot of teams, we play on Rillo, they kind of like gave us the pass, and I was able to do that fairly well. And some teams, they will give us a run, we're gonna do that. So if either one, I'm going to just go take what the defense gave me, just, and more so not try to have turnovers and hurt my team and everything like that. But my job is to basically get wins, and that's the main thing. If I do a running, if I do a passing, that's what the offense needs to keep moving and scoring, and the defense gives the ball back. So my job is basically to get wins. It's not a real orthodox style like most quarterbacks in the league now. They have a style where some of them just pass the ball, like Salina. The quarterback gets a drop back, pass the ball 40,
yep,
45, 50 times. You know, and he don't gotta run that often. And then you got guys like me and Dardell from Sioux City, which we can move around a little bit and make plays with our feet. And then the guy Texas have, they kind of like pass the ball, and he gets it out of his hands. He's a veteran, so they pass the ball with him, and they everybody has their own little style.
Definitely. Now you played San Angelo last week. We took to the road 2 weeks before that and played them. This is a team that's coming together. That wasn't an easy victory for you down there in San Angelo, was it?
Oh no! You see, like, y'all went down there the same way. Them guys are tough,
yep.
And you expect that from a team that won the championship last year. Regardless how you say, they are the champions of the LFSL last year. So they got some of them guys back. So you know they're not, you know, just pushover team. They're not gonna let you, you know what I'm saying, walk into their house and just beat up on them any type of way. And I think a lot of the guys on our team, they kind of had that mentality, saying we're just going to go down there and run through them, and they got a rude awakening. And fortunately, we was able to pull the game out because they still did have a chance, an opportunity to win.
Absolutely.
So, and it's how you can win on the road. You'll take it any way you get it because, you know, you got to deal with the traveling and everything like that. So anytime you get a win on the road is great. So I'm glad we came out of there with a win. So just and hopefully that was an eye opener for the league and more so ourselves, because we can't go in there with that mentality, oh, they're not that good, and or whatever case may be, what film show, whatever, we can do this, we can do that, and not perform on the field, because the guys, they're going to be making plays too and trying to make plays for the team, which they did.
Looking at this league and how it plays, the running back, you know, it's vital, but sometimes it's not. How is it nice? Let us know how nice it is to have Dominic Carson in the backfield with you.
Honestly, it is almost like a great. It's like too much of a great thing, because you always got it. It's like the kid, like He's one of those guys like you get in the ball and just watch some of the stuff he does. It just he amazes you a lot with some of the things he's able to do to make guys miss. And when he runs hard, he might be small, but when he runs hard, he'll run you over.
Yep.
And it's great. And then to compliment him with King Jack,
yep.
He came from the CPI. He was second in the league in rushing last year. So it's great to have those guys be able to hand the ball to them and toss them the ball and just watch them do work. And it's great. And it should be out and it should be great this week because I get to see Fudge, which I played with against in college. And it's two great running backs going at it. And they run the style that's kind of similar but different. But they both run the ball very, very well.
Yeah, and you guys average 5 yards a rush between the two of them. I mean, you cannot really ask for very much more than that within the league. And you guys are putting it together. Joshua Floyd, 13-20 last week, 126 yards, 2 touchdowns. I also ran in a couple as well. It's nice to be productive for your team and being the guy. Do you thrive up on being the guy that people turn to in order to win football games, or is that something that you don't like to be in the position in?
That's always been me. Like when I play receiver, I was always the guy that wanted the ball.
Right.
In my life, just like last year up in Cedar Rapids, we had got pushed back, you know what I'm saying, a few yards and got penalties. It was third down. I told Coach when I said, just their quarterback just throw it up and I do the rest. And you know what I'm saying, it's always that, like, I always had that mentality that, like I said, I want to win, and if the game went on line, I put it in my hand. I can take it. If I make the play, if I don't, then I can accept that as well. A lot of guys can't do that.
Right.
Sometimes it don't go how you want, but a lot of times I'm gonna come through for it to get it done. So like that part of it is that's the thriving of it. Like to get down and like last week we had to make a play. The defense got to stop. Then I came back, I threw an interception, defense made another stop. We had to go down and win a game. We had to
right.
go score and win a game. And end up making a few passes, making a few runs, and scoring a game with a touchdown. That's just the mentality that I have, like, that it show up in a big moment. Some guys drive away from it and get real nervous about that, but guys like myself, Carson, King Jack, and my receivers, they actually want that moment, so... It's something that it's a great feeling knowing guys want to do those things.
As I was doing some interviews here just this past week, there's some guys that watch film, some don't watch film, some go and depend upon the coaches to
mm-hmm.
watch that film, to fill them in on
mm-hmm.
information. What are you? Are you the guy that's in the film, or are you intensively listening to your coach and what's going on and what he tells you?
No, I'm one of the guys that, like, I watch film. Like, I'll probably get off this interview and watch more film, break down more stuff. I done watched the film from the last two games Texas had. They have a great defense, so you have no choice but to watch it to see what they're doing to be the number one scoring defense in the league, to be the number two rush defense in the league, you know, to be the number five pass defense in the league. Those things that I found out on my own, you know, doing research myself and to watch it on film and to know two of the guys, like playing with two of the guys last year when I was there, I knew what they're capable of. So
yep.
You have to go watch those things. You got to watch those tendencies and watch what they like to do. And they do them things very well. Dixon, DeMario with Dixon, when I knew from watching the game, I actually watched that game Friday night. Actually, at San Angelo, sitting in the hotel, I watched the game, and I had told my team, I said, well, that's his defensive player of the week by far right now.
Right.
And the week it hadn't been over. And just knowing that I know how he works and how his motor goes, if you don't come to show up, he's gonna destroy you. And knowing that and seeing that, it's like, if you're not watching film, if you're depending on coaches to do it, what do you know about the person that you're going against? You know, so it's like, and I wish everybody took that approach, but like you said, some teams and some guys just, they don't watch it, they just listen to what the coach say and go in there
yep.
and then not knowing what guys are, what they like to do, what they're going to do to you, and how to play certain things. And just like I know Frankie, he's a ball hawk. He's a great athlete. He makes plays around the ball, and even if they're not passing it, he's always around the ball.
Yep.
So those things you need to know. And I was trying to tell my receiver that if y'all not ready to run good routes, he'll jump routes. And it's not going to come down on y'all. It could be on me because it looks like I threw this. But y'all just got to stay crisp with Frankie because he's that type of player. Great athlete. So I know I've been watching film, and a lot of the guys have been watching film. And the thing is, this year, with the new thing, the Huddle account we have, coaches can see who watches film for how long. So he lets people know when they're not. So everybody in the league is capable of watching it, so the coaches can do the same thing. So I'm pretty sure some of the coaches are like, well, you need to watch film this week. Why are you not watching film? So those are things that, if you think about it, that's professional football. And that's what makes us professional. And if guys in the NFL and all that other stuff, they watch more film than a little bit. So it just is a cheating thing. If we treat this league and every league like it's professional, then everybody looking at it like a professional.
Absolutely. And that's obviously what everybody's looking for. The film gets you seen. And if it gets you seen to where you end up in the NFL, Canada, or even there's even some leagues kicking up over in other countries as well, gives you the opportunity. So, you know, good luck to you. We're going to see you down here when you make the trip down to the Allen Event Center. You'll be kind of making your way back a little bit home. I say a little bit back hit the road on April 24th at the Allen Event Center. And I'll see you. It's too bad that they did the, unfortunately, with the schedule when it came out, I made my arrangements to what I was going to be doing. This was my bye week, and now I'm just kind of stuck calling it via the media feed more so than being there like I'd want to. But that being said, we will be calling the game.
I was just
about
to ask you about it. I was like, why are you not traveling? How about that? Why are you not traveling? I need you down here. Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I bet it is. And that's one of the things that I kind of missed, when the Stars went and changed everything. I was, and then I found out about this game. I was like, I had already planned. I was actually taking a trip. So, you know, those non-refundable tickets kind of kill you every single time. So, but we'll be calling it via the media feed like we did last year, unfortunately. But we will definitely see you when you come into town on April 24th. Good luck to you here as you take on the Texas Revolution, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And talk to you soon, man.
You betcha. And when we come back, folks, it's going to be the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna as we have a little conversation about what we've seen with the Revolution. We'll be right back.
We at Ortho Texas are a privilege to be able to take care of people who are sick and unable to get around. And we take them from being unable to ambulate, use their arms, shoulders, and make them functional and whole again. Each day, to take them from a sick, hurt state to one in which they are functional and able to carry out their everyday activities. Each facility has at its disposal an MRI unit, which allows us to rapidly go through advanced imaging on somebody's body part that's been injured. We all have physical therapy right on site with the top-notch therapist in the Metroplex.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month. But if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schatz Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schatz Photography, located on the web at www.fredschatz.com, or give them a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
Golden Corral versus Seafood Sticker Shock. At most seafood restaurants, the real catch is the price. Not Golden Corral. Seafood spectacular. Dinner's just $11.99. New crispy fish tacos, endless jumbo shrimp, non-stop teriyaki glazed salmon, plus bone-in catfish and hand-breaded calamari. Looks like Golden Corral wins again. Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Out here, there are no cheat codes, no avatars, no magic stars. This does not require an operating system, or a username, or password. And there will not be better versions of these games coming out next year. There's nothing like the gift of sport. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's the pregame show of the Texas Revolution. As they are on the road, they're taking on the Dodge City Law. And I'm going to bring online the color commentator of our football games. It's Mr. Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Sonny. How you doing?
Doing good. Now, Bill, we have the opportunity to see Josh Floyd up in front center, but as a wide receiver. But we also seen him at the quarterback position, as he was the quarterback for the North Texas Crunch last year in the premier game. So we get an idea already. We're experienced with it, Josh Floyd. But here's the situation. You're looking at this football team as far as the Law is concerned. This is a much different football team than the teams that we've faced so far this season.
Yeah, and then, you know, coming off that Duke City game where you had a quarterback that threw over 40 times, this one's more, this Law team is more 50-50, 50 run, 50 pass. So they can get you in any ways. And, you know, mentioning Joshua Floyd, the guy is multi-talented. And I tell you what, this is going to be the first real strong test for our defensive line. Our defensive line have controlled the offensive line from the opponents so far this year. This one will be a tough one, though, because you have a quarterback like Floyd that runs just as good as he passes, and then you have a running back with Dominique Carson that's already averaging, you know, he's averaging almost 50 yards a game. Between the two of them, they're averaging almost 90 yards a game. So in this league, that's a lot. You take an outside league and you double those numbers. So you would have a quarterback and a running back in regular outside football almost averaging 100 yards per game. So definitely going to be a new challenge for the Revolution.
I take a look at this Law team. They take the first loss of the year in the first game against the Amarillo Venom 68-63. They bounced back against the Bandits 2 weeks ago, a team that we've looked at, but this is actually the Sioux City Bandits, 51-39. Then last week they had the Bandits that we saw, and they only beat them by two. An interesting situation when you look at that San Angelo Bandits team. This is a team that's kind of sneaky. You look at this football team, you go, well, there's not much. But they put the Revolution on the ropes. They turn around, and then they go ahead and put the Bandits, or put the Law on the ropes as well, only lose that game by two. So a combination of, you look at that Venom game and you look at that Bandits game and realize this is a team that can be that can be beat, because sometimes they may beat themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Going back to that Bandit game that we played there in San Angelo, I tell you what, we shot ourselves a lot in the foot that game.
At least five times.
Yeah. And so I mean, to take what's capable of the Revolution, I don't think I'd base it on that game that we did in San Angelo. I think we're a lot better football team than we were that night. We escaped with the win there. We really did.
Yeah.
So to see this this Law team coming off that tight win with San Angelo, you know, I guess it's really not fair to base it on how we played. With that being said, this Law team is pretty tough. I think the Salina coach mentioned that they went up to Sioux Falls and played a tough IFL team.
Yep.
in the preseason. So the biggest challenge we're going to see is with their defense. Their defense has struggled so far. If you notice, they're averaging about 43 points a game, and they're defense is averaging, giving up probably about 42 points a game. So their defense has struggled so far this year. It's their offense that's been keeping them in these games.
Yeah, and I looked at the game, and I watched the game against the Bandits and the Law, and I've just seen the same thing that the Revolution did. They shot themselves in the foot a couple times. They walked in there. We just had an interview with Josh Boyd. Some of the players just thought they were going to walk over this team, and then they realized after the first quarter, whoa, we got to play football. And I think to a certain extent, so did the Texas Revolution walking into that game. So now the mentality is now you cannot really overlook any opponent here in champion indoor football. Now you got two of the better teams. I look at the league. There's five teams with a winning record, and one of them is Texas Revolution, and the other one right there is the Law. They're both sitting at 2-1. This is going to be an interesting game because it'll be the team that could possibly have the advantage before we see this football team again at the Allen Event Center on April 24th.
That's correct, and you're three teams you're looking at right now in this division of the CIF: Don City, the Revolution, and Amarillo. Those are the three teams that I think will be jockeying for that top spot in the division. Now, with that being said, if I'm not mistaken, I think only the top two teams make the playoffs.
Yes.
So there's one team that's going to be left out. So absolutely every team against the division is going to be tough, and it's going to be very very important. So it's early game in the season, but it's still just as important game as if it was the last game of the season. So we're going to get a good idea of what we're seeing tonight, so that way we're prepared when they come here in April.
Yeah, and we actually get the Venom three times this year. We get them twice. We get them next week on the 4th. Then they're going to turn around May 2nd. We're going on the road down there, and then we're going to go on the road again on May 23rd to take on the Venom. So we get them three times. So this is going to be – this week is important as far as where they're going to be in the division, how Amarillo does this week with their game, and then towards the end of the season, three games, the best two out of the three would probably be the one that will either A, be on top of this division, or B, slide in there and get that second playoff spot in order to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, like I mentioned before, it's going to be, we're going to see a lot of each other. I think between us and even Duke City, we have Duke City a couple times. And last week was their first game. They're still getting settled in. They got off to a slow start to the season and to the game, but there's some talent over there too. Whether they compete with the top of the division, I doubt it. But you know what? I could easily see them pulling off an upset here and there. So we got to take every game seriously. And you mentioned the Law going into San Angelo, thinking kind of comfortable and confident. You can't take any team lightly right now.
And going back to the Gladiators, if you go back to that game, we were there, we saw it, we saw every play. We saw the first three possessions by the Gladiators. They're sitting in the red zone against the Texas Revolution. The Revolution just had some great fourth down stops. I mean, three in a row, three actual drives by the Gladiators, all stopped in the red zone because of the Texas Revolution defense. Now, if two of those three go in for touchdowns, we're talking about a totally different football game. But it is. You take a look at the defense of this football team for this Texas Revolution. I'm telling you right now, Bill, if they're not the best defense in this whole league, they're up there. They got to be second at worst.
Oh, no. You're totally right, especially with the running defense. If you take a look at the season stats so far, and granted we're only 3-4 weeks in the season, we're right there at the top of the list on most categories. The defense, and it's not just the defensive line or the secondary, it's both combined.
Yep.
You know, right now we are averaging, giving up 28 points a game, where the next closest team is averaging over 40 points a game. So, they're keeping teams down. Offense isn't where we want it yet, but I think we had a couple new additions last week that definitely drew some spark to the team. But, you know, there's still a ways to go with the offense, but when it comes to the defense, they're already at the sitting heavily on top of the league right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting plays from everybody. I was looking at the stats and going through the – thank you, by the way, for sending those over. Mm-hmm. But listening to these numbers, Washington with 11.5 tackles, Dixon with 8.5 tackles. He also has 4 sacks up on the season. Solomon with 13 tackles. Shurs, who is playing out of his mind, it only says 6.5, but I'm going to tell you, his presence is seen,
you know what,
out on the football field.
Sonny, I was going to say the exact same thing. I see him everywhere. And
yep.
I tell you what, he's just a fireball. He comes off that field as a fireball. He's a I don't know if I've ever seen a guy so intense as he is. So you're right. He doesn't put up the big numbers, but I tell you what, he makes a presence all over there, and he makes everybody a lot better and more opportunistic. You know, like Dixon. You know, they had to run away from Shears, and they got to deal with Dixon. You try to get away from Dixon, now you got to run. You got to deal with Williams and Shears. So you know, it's definitely. But as I mentioned before, with this game this Saturday, you have a team that has a dual head in the backfield that can make big plays at any time.
Yeah, and just to let people know, and this is going to be released here when they send it over to the league, the Texas Revolution, Philip Benning has been put on a short-term IR because of a hamstring problem. However, when you look at the defense, we got plenty of guys that can step in, and that's something that's really interesting as you look at this football team. They're going to get some more additions as well, as they've been only playing 20 a game. They got another guy that they can add, but they're going to have more on the roster. So take a look at the transaction page over on the Texas Revolution as well as Champions Indoor Football. But as I look at the schedule, Bill, and I don't like looking ahead because it's one of those things where you always end up going, man, I wish I didn't look ahead. But I look at the schedule being very primed for Texas Revolution to have a very successful rest of this 2015 season.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get by this game to on Saturday night, and you come away with a road victory. You look at it; 3 of the next 4 games are at home, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So, and with the crowd that we had last week, you know, I think we had over 3,600 people. Our first 2 games, we had a combined between the 2 stadiums about 4,200 people. So, to match that in 1 game at Allen Event Center is a huge plus, a great home field advantage. And I tell you what, it was loud and rocking in there this last weekend, so hopefully it continues for future games. But, yeah, having that home field advantage, and, you know, coming off the first 4 games of the season being 3-1, that would be a great start. I don't jump ahead on the schedule. I don't want to say that. I do jump ahead on the schedule sometimes, kind of like you were saying we shouldn't. I do it just because I'm so excited to get to the next game. I love the sport, and I love loving being part of the game. So as soon as that game's over on Saturday night, I'll be wanting the next game to start next morning. I don't think the players will like that, but that's what I would like.
Definitely. Good season so far, getting set into the 2015 season for the Texas Revolution. They get off to the rocky start, and then they go ahead and take care of business this last 2 games. We'll see what happens up in Wichita. So we'll get that all set, and we're going to go ahead. We're done here, Bill. We're on the other side. It's going to be the kickoff for the Texas Revolution taking on the Dodge City Law. You're taking the trip up there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm up here. I'll be up here in Dodge City, and I'll be here on the game on the sideline, and hopefully we'll be able to communicate well, and I can give you some feedback as the game's going on, and maybe get some insight of what's going on the bench there.
Definitely we will. We're going to have better connection as we're going to have a better internet, and we will have you on. Bill, good to talk to you, and we'll check with you next time.
Well, one last thing, Sonny.
Sure.
You know, it's going to be an exciting game. There's going to be a lot going on this game. 2 great teams. So if you get an opportunity to stay on for the game, definitely to listen to us, and Sonny will have it live.
You betcha. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, it's going to be time to kick the ball off here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.